case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
You've worked in sales. I've done a little bit of sales stuff, working in a telecommunications company. What do you think the three steps to sales are? If there were three steps, what do you think they would be?
Oh, so say, for instance, like, I've got to sell you this pen here.
Yeah. Wolf of Wall Street it.
I could do the Wolf of Wall Street one, but I feel like, write me something, Josh. With what? You can't pick up your own pen. That's rude. Three steps. Probably like introducing yourself, like doing a bit of like a get personal with them.
Yeah.
And then
humanize it.
Yeah. And then presenting the product and then give examples with the product.
Yep.
And then close it. That's kind of four steps.
I reckon that's pretty close. This guy's gone a bit of a different way. He's come up with his own three steps. A TikTok salesperson. His name is Tupperware Pete One. On TikTok, if you want to go and check him out. He's put a video up trying to sell some Tupperware, and he's got three steps, I reckon. The first step is a strong start. Listen to this.
Give me a potato keeper. Won't somebody help me clean the dirt off the floor? Give me a potato keeper. I don't want to clean the dirt up anymore.
So strong start.
So wait, he's a potato keeper. Is that
a potato keeper? It's just a Tupperware box you put potatoes in.
Oh, I thought it was saying keeper, and I was I know that there's kefirs, which are potatoes.
No, just potato keeper.
What does the dirt on the floor have to do with that?
Well, because apparently people are just keeping their potatoes on the floor.
Okay.
Apparently. Step two is to show other examples to reel them in. You've hit them with the first product. The person's going, okay, I'm interested.
And what else can it do?
What else can it do? Tupperware Pete's got you covered.
No more mess when I'm stirring my onions and
onions?
A few garlic cloves.
Garlic cloves.
I can store them on the bench next to the stove.
So great.
Tired of mincing, I reach for my chopper and I chop into the night. And there's nothing left to wipe, no tears in sight.
So you fixed the problem of crying while you're chopping onions, apparently.
Yeah,
somehow.
So I'm thinking that he has like a little attachment that goes on top of it and you
chop
push
onions.
It down.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I still don't get the first bit about the dirt on the floor, but anyways, moving on.
Step three, I think, is a strong call to action.
How do you get the product?
How do you get this product? I think he's tried to do that here, but hasn't really hit the mark.
Is there a soul out there who hasn't seen Tupperware?
Good rhyming use there.
Yep. Octave change. But there's no call to action at the end. I don't know how to get this
presenting the product.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing someone like at an infomercial being like, look at this product. Isn't it amazing?
Well, the first thing I thought of was the ShamWow guy.
But then it's like being the ShamWow guy and then just leaving halfway through the ad. Like
you like this product?
Look how good this is. Okay, bye. Like, what are you doing, Pete?
Oh, Pete, you need a stronger call to action. I want to know where I can get this
I don't think you want to know how much it probably costs either, because no shade to Tupperware. It's expensive. Yeah. Jeez.
It's money.
Josh and Maddie, Power Ballarat.